Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Governor Tim Walz is ordering a third-party audit of 14 high-risk Medicaid services at the Department of Human Services. Payments for the programs will be suspended up to 90 days while claims data is analyzed for suspicious billing activity and other potential fraud. Walz says they're pumping the brakes on 14 programs that were created to help the most disadvantaged Minnesotans yet have become the target of criminal activity. Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson says Minnesotans want prevention and accountability, but this is too little too late. As the federal government shutdown continues, SNAP recipients risk losing benefits. Stacy Lund, director of food access at Catholic Charities in St. Cloud, says demand at their food shelf is up 7% from last year. Lund credits community food rescue partnerships for helping keep shelves stocked.
You know, our local grocers and our retailers are donating food to us every day. We make more than 7 different trips every day to Sam's Club, Coburn's, you know, the different grocers in the area.
Research shows that at the end of each year's daylight savings time, there's a 16% spike in vehicle and deer collisions the following week. University of Minnesota professor Raphael Stern says it's due to two changes.
When we go through daylight savings time, sunset gets a little earlier. And that means that sunset and those dawn and dusk hours when deer are particularly active, particularly the dusk hours at sunset, deer are out grazing, and it now coincides with our peak commute hours where we see the highest volume of traffic.
Stern says situational awareness and slow driving are the top two tips during the season, as reduced visibility can also play a major role in deer vehicle crashes. Minnesota has had a recreational use cannabis law since 2023, and some state lawmakers are still trying to tweak it. Republican Representative Nolan West says the state now needs to come up with ways to deliver the product around the state.
We still don't really have a functioning market at all. There's a lot of issues that need to be addressed there. For example, there are no licensed transporters right now, but you can't. Even if you can grow and have something, you can't move it anywhere. Only the tribal governments can right now.
During the last special session, Minnesota lawmakers raised the cannabis tax to 15% as part of the budget negotiations. In other headlines, Duluth police say canine Gus helped track down a woman who fled during a traffic stop last night. Officers say the passenger jumped into the driver's seat and took off, later abandoning the vehicle. Canine Gus followed a scent trail to a nearby home where officers arrested 39-year-old Amber Hammond. She faces charges including drug possession, fleeing police, and probation violation. The Department of Children, Youth, and Families is highlighting the need for more adoptive families in Minnesota. Assistant Commissioner Rebecca St. George.
There absolutely is a need. Last year, families adopted 673 children in Minnesota. Right now, there are 470 foster children still waiting for permanent families here.
Saturday marks the 28th annual Celebrate Adoption Circus of the Heart event at the State Fairgrounds. And the Champlain Police Department honored 13 first responders Monday night for their life-saving actions during the June 14th attempted assassination of Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Officers from Champlain and Maple Grove, Alina Health Paramedics, and Hoffman's daughter Hope all received the department's life-saving award.